Hey, 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 welcome to the Ritz Report. It is December 9th, 2021. Thursday, one more day till the weekend. I am Alex Ritz. Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. Today we're going to cover some polls. We're going to talk COVID. We're going to talk Anthony Fauci. We're going to do the woke word of the day. You know, great stuff all across the board. If you want to get in touch with me, shoot me an email, old school way. Wooka old school, Ritz at ritzreport.com. I actually prefer that way if you would like to go that way. Or hit me on the socials, Twitter or Instagram, the gram at ritzreport. So let's start off with a little polling information, shall we? I was looking at Rasmussen this morning, and the daily presidential tracking poll shows that for Thursday, 42% of likely voters approve of President Biden's job performance. 42% of likely voters approve. Are these people living under a rock? Do they not go to the store? Do they not buy gas? What is it that they're doing where 42% approve, 56% disapprove? The latest figures include 24% who strongly approve. Folks, I don't understand how anybody could strongly approve of anything.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
You are literally too stupid to insult.
Anybody who believes that Joe Biden is doing a wonderful job is literally too stupid to insult. Right track, wrong track poll for also from Rasmussen. 31% say that the U.S. is heading in the right direction. I would love to speak to those 31% and ask exactly what is it that's happening in the United States that makes you think that we're on the right track. Let's see. We've abandoned people in Afghanistan and embarrassed ourselves on the world stage. We have an economy that's in the toilet. We have a president who's promising that he's going to shut down COVID, right? His whole plan before he got elected, he wasn't going to shut down the economy. He was going to shut down the virus. That's really worked out really, really well. I said this to my wife the other day, I don't understand why you would continually set yourself up for failure with COVID. COVID is going to do what COVID is going to do. If anybody looking at the data across the world looks at these countries that are highly, highly vaccinated, and yet they have cases and people dying through the roof, COVID is going to do what COVID is going to do, right? We shot our wad on this quote-unquote vaccine, and clearly it hasn't done anything. It hasn't worked the way that they anticipated that it would work, which is why now the push is on for everybody to get boosters. And how convenient, right, that suddenly everybody's pushing boosters in the media, and, you know, you got Dr. Fauci out there pushing boosters. Well, you know, it might be one shot, two, three, four, five. I don't know. You have to ask me next week after I have dinner, and then after I'm on CNN, I'll make my decision. Like the guy, I say it all the time, why have him on TV? Every time he's on TV, he changes his mind in the next 2 days. Recently, Fauci has come out and said that the definition of fully vaccinated will have to change. And it's not a matter of if it's going to change. It's just a matter of when. So like I mentioned to you in one of the other shows, it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. Soon, it's going to be three shots to be fully vaccinated. Then it'll be four. Then it'll be five. Then it will be six. So it's a matter of how long are we putting up with this? So you look at when de Blasio, the worst mayor in the history of the planet, announced in New York City that people were going to need to have three shots to be considered fully vaccinated to go to gyms and bars and restaurants and things of that nature. And children over five were going to need one shot. On the Twitter thread where he announced this nonsense, people were like, yay, de Blasio, woo, you're a rock star, dude, you're the best. Now I can feel safe when I go to a restaurant. Now, you know that half of the people that responded to this thread on Twitter, they're in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. They're probably triple vaxxed already double masking, and they still don't feel safe. So what exactly is it that's going to make them feel safe? Is it going to be the fact that they can look around the restaurant and know that everybody else in the restaurant is double, triple vaxxed and has all their masks on? Like, I ask you, where does it end? So at what point do those people say, well, wait a minute, I've had 12 and a half shots. Do I need a 13? Do I need a 14? Like, when does the light bulb go on for those folks? But yeah, like I said, Fauci, the definition of fully vaccinated will be changed. This was on December 8th from the Epoch Times. The definition of fully vaccinated in the U.S. will be changed, Dr. Fauci said on Wednesday. It's not going to be a matter of when. It's going to be a matter of when, not if. Fauci, the head of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Disease, said during an appearance on CNN. He was on CNN? I can't imagine that he would be on CNN. Is he ever on CNN? folks, these people. But one thing that I am seeing that's actually very disturbing is they are targeting throughout the media, targeting the unvaccinated. And before we move on to that, let's just continue to talk about 2 shots, 3 shots, 4 shots, 5, right? How many shots are going to be necessary? From Forbes, will Omicron change what it means to be fully vaccinated? The BioNTech CEO says full vaccine regime against the variant is 3 doses, not 2. So I'll just pause right there. Right, we've all been watching this for 2 years. We've been watching as things have unfolded before us. Where has there been some sort of a clinical trial where they have said that our shot regime is 3 shots and not 2? Yet on the day, or soon after, Omicron raises its head and says, "Hey, I'm here," suddenly the shot regime is 3 shots when it was never 3 shots in the past. Nobody ever tested 3 shots. And I understand we're beyond testing, right? We're beyond, clinical trials are thrown to the wind. We're no longer on that path, right? We no longer care what this stuff does. We're just shooting it into people's bodies, hoping for the best. I mean, what's happening, and the Pfizer CEO said it, right? The people over in Israel are essentially their lab, right? It's their testing as they're going. They're on shot number 4 now for you to be fully vaccinated, to keep your pass, to be able to participate in society. Shot number 4. Has that ever been tested? Do we have any clinical data? Do we have anything at all to tell us whether that's safe in the long term? None. 0. And on we go. And around we go. But it's amazing, right, that the BioNTech CEO says fully vaccine regime against variant is 3 doses, not 2. Incredible. This is, like I said, from Forbes. Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID vaccine should be considered a 3-dose vaccine series instead of a 2-dose one when it comes to the Omicron variant. Pfizer and Tech CEO, how do you say his name? Uğur Şahin said Wednesday, in light of new data showing the company's booster shot is necessary to gain a high degree of protection against the strain. So pause again, right? Warp speed that Trump put into place, where we created this quote-unquote vaccine, this shot, to help people. Warp speed was created against the original strain, right? We'll call it Alpha. None of the vaccines that are coming out now, boosters, any of this stuff, are sequenced against any other strain except Alpha. So we continue to shoot people up with vaccines that are targeted at Alpha, yet we are well beyond Alpha, right? Alpha no longer even exists. But we're still boosting people for Alpha. I'll let you process that in your own head, but it seems to me that the more variants that we get that are further away from Alpha, and this is what Geert Vandenmaasch talked about, the virologist and the vaccinologist. If you haven't seen him speak about this, I suggest you Bing or Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever it is you do and find him speaking about this, where he says that one of the things that you learn as a vaccinologist is never, ever, 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 ever vaccinate mass quantities of people in the middle of a pandemic. Never, ever, 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 ever. It's like rule number one of being a vaccinologist. Don't do it, because you put downward pressure on the virus by vaccinating the entire population. You're putting pressure on the virus to mutate. And eventually you're going to have a mutation that escapes everything that that vaccine is targeting. That's what he's predicting. I'm not saying it's happening yet, but it's what he's predicting. But when you look, Omicron, right? How did it get to the United States? People on airplanes coming from other countries, whether it be South Africa or some other country after South Africa, all of these people are fully vaccinated. They are the ones carrying Omicron, right? Because unvaccinated individuals can't fly in and out of countries. They don't allow it. So you can't even get on a plane to fly to another country unless you're fully vaccinated. And they are the ones that are bringing the new variants. So when I look at pieces today, was it today? Yep, today, in the New York Times. And I look at an opinion piece by this gentleman, Charles Blow. He's an opinion columnist, right? And his thing here is, I'm done trying to understand and educate the unvaccinated, right? He's finished with the unvaccinated. Done with them. They are the root cause of the problem. I would say to Mr. Blow, what's going on with all the folks that are flying into countries with Omicron, that they're bringing it with them? It's not the unvaccinated that are doing that. It's the vaccinated. Go back to Geert Vandenbosch. We're putting constant pressure on this virus by vaccinating huge numbers of people. The virus, as a result, is mutating. It's finding its way around the vaccine, and it's infecting these people. That's what's going on, right? There's no denying that the people who brought it here are fully vaccinated. None. No denying it. And again, we've talked about this on other podcasts. We didn't have a vaccine in 2020. We had less dead people. You would think vaccine improves, right, the outcome when people get sick or they don't get sick because of a vaccine, which is ideally what should happen. But we have this therapeutic that they say could help you. But we have more dead people in 2021 after mass vaccination rollout. Push, 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 push. Everybody, everybody, everybody. Now we're down to five-year-olds. And we have more dead people. But Charles Blow writes here, I recently found out that a friend of mine, a smart guy, was not vaccinated, and I confronted him about it. How could he have not gotten his vaccination? And how could he have not seen fit to tell me or other mutual friends? Wasn't he worried about the risk he was posing not just to himself, but to the rest of us? Mr. Blow, do you understand what a vaccine is supposed to do? How is he putting you at risk if you're vaccinated? Right? That's like saying, you know what? I go to the gym and I work out because I want to take care of my body. I go to the gym, but because you don't go, I don't get any benefit from the gym. So you need to go to the gym so I look better. That's the logic. It doesn't make any sense. He continues, he tried to laugh it off, offering a bunch of concerns rooted in conspiracy theories. Really, conspiracy theories. Like the fact that there's almost 20,000 dead people. That conspiracy theory? Conspiracy theories, but I told him he had to get vaccinated. Period. Had to get vaccinated. The next time I saw him, he was worried about the Omicron variant and asked if I would go with him to get the jab. I texted him a site where he could register and told him to let me know once he had. That was Saturday. He still hasn't signed up. I am disappointed and I'm angry, not just with my friend, but with all the people who are choosing not to get vaccinated. There was a point earlier in the pandemic when vaccines were still scarce, when I tried to be tolerant with the holdouts, tried not to shame them, tried not to be angry with them, tried to allow them time to educate themselves about the benefits of getting vaccinated. The utter contempt dripping off of this opinion piece for the people who have decided not to get vaccinated is striking, isn't it? The utter contempt that this guy has for his quote-unquote friend, where that guy's looking around and looking at the data, where clearly Charles Blow is not looking at any of the data. I mean, you don't even have to really look very hard. I went and just quickly took a look at the European Journal of Epidemiology. They posted a piece in, this is from September, and the title of the piece says it all. Increases in COVID-19 are unrelated to the levels of vaccination across 68 countries and 2,900 counties in the United States. Let me read that again. Increases in COVID-19 are unrelated to the level of vaccination across 68 countries and 2,947 counties in the U.S. The vaccination doesn't matter in regard to COVID infection. Doesn't matter. Yet Mr. Blow here believes that his friend is a moron and everybody who's choosing not to do what he did is a moron. I would say that, and we talked about this on another podcast where we talked about mass formation, where people are so afraid they've lost their ability to critically think. They're so afraid they're willing to accept anything that anybody offers as a potential solution to the emotional dire straits that they are in. Mr. Blow is in dire straits emotionally, unquestionably, because all he doesn't even have to look very hard to find all sorts of studies to tell you that vaccination is not the the be-all end-all. If it was, why would Israel have the problems that it has? Why would the UK have the problems that it has? Does Mr. Blow not look around the world and realize this is an issue that's not going away? You could vaccinate 100% of the people in this country. It's not going away. It's not going away. The vaccine doesn't have the ability to do it. We have a non-sterilizing, leaky vaccine. Right? That's what we have. Looking around a little bit more, right? I found another piece. This one off of MedRxiv. Here we say, in this study, they said they analyzed 28,578 SARS-CoV-2 samples from individuals with known immune status obtained through national community testings in the Netherlands from March to August of 2021. Then they write, we find evidence for increased risk of infection by beta, gamma, and delta variants after vaccination. We find evidence for increased risk of infection by beta, gamma, and delta after vaccination. So in this study, they're saying that you're actually more likely to get one of the variants if you've been vaccinated. Further down, it says no clear differences were found between the vaccines. So regardless of the vaccine that you got, you are more likely to become infected with one of the other variants after you're vaccinated. However, the effect was larger in the first 14 to 59 days after complete vaccination compared to 60 days and longer. So like we've all known, right, these vaccines appear to give you some level of protection for maybe 2 months. Maybe 2 months. But then you have to weigh that against what's the risk that you're taking by getting the vaccine. And again, we don't know. In 5 years, we don't know anything. There's other studies that are coming out now that are showing a doubling of heart attack risk for people who have gotten these vaccines. That's just now coming out of the UK. Again, we don't know. But Mr. Blow here seems to feel as though he knows all. And anybody who doesn't follow his lead and do what he did is a fool. But again, he's frozen by fear. His critical thinking skills are gone. He no longer has the ability to critical think. Back to this study, in contrast to vaccine-induced immunity, no increased risk of infection for beta, gamma, or delta variants was found in individuals with infection-induced immunity. Let me read that again. So for individuals with infection-induced immunity, so people who got sick and recovered, there was no increased risk for reinfection with beta, gamma, or delta. Meanwhile, in the vaccinated group, there's an increased risk of infection by beta, gamma, and delta. So Mr. Blow, I don't know exactly what your problem is, but you need to pick your head up and do a little looking around. You need to do a little bit of looking around at something other than CNN or MSNBC and stop listening to Anthony Fauci, because the data's out there. All you got to do is go and read it. All you got to do is go and read it. He continues that the time has long since passed for him to be tolerant. He says, call me one of the intolerant ones now. That's what I am. I will not coddle willful ignorance anymore. I will not indulge the fool's errand of I'm still doing my own research anymore either. Mr. Blow, all you need to do is look at the headlines on some of these research sites. European Journal of Epidemiology, PubMed, MedRx, any of them. Just go and look. It's not a matter of research, it's just a matter of reading. We have a thing here that's never been tested. We have no long-term studies, and you just want the whole world to line up, stick their arm out, and get a shot. When we know, at the end of the day, it's not going to end it. It's endemic. Done. Right? Done. Then he writes, this virus has already killed nearly 800,000 Americans and infected nearly 50 million. Does Mr. Blow care that almost 800,000 Americans die every year of heart disease? Is he out there telling everybody to get on a treadmill and change their diet? Because he's telling everybody to get an experimental shot. Shouldn't he be consistent at least? And this is in 2 years, 800,000 people, right, in the United States. We lose almost that every year to heart disease. And heart disease, a lot of it is preventable. So where's Mr. Blow on that? The virus is deadly and unrelenting. The only way out of this situation for our country and the world is through vaccines. This man doesn't know anything. This person works for the New York Times. They're letting him write an opinion piece. He doesn't know anything. Doesn't know anything. The only way out is through vaccines? That's demonstrably false. And this buffoon who writes this, I mean, just the arrogance and the hubris of these people is astounding. Another piece. This is from The Federalist. Check this one out. This is like amazing. This is amazing. This is written by... darn it, the name didn't come out. Anyway, Federalist. If you wanted to just go over there and check it out, the title of it is Obsessing Over the Health of the Nation Conjures Some Very Dark Places. Hatred of vaccine dissidents expresses itself first in marginalization and demonization, then it advances to punishment. The larger endgame appears to have little to do with public health. You don't say. Yeah, I would say that a lot of the people who look at the unvaccinated and they look at you as though you are A, stupid, and B, filthy. Meanwhile, again, studies in the past have shown that people who were vaccinated were actually more likely to have a higher viral load in their nose and mouth than the unvaccinated. So, the actual science is never really discussed. It is whatever the narrative is, and it's get the shot. The shot is going to save us. If you don't get the shot, you're a bad person. You want old people to die. But this piece is sort of amazing. You have to hear some of this. 20th century authoritarian regimes were obsessed with the cleansing of the unfit from the national body. A revival of that toxic urge seeps toward us like gas under a threshold. The leakage is global. Nevertheless, recent news out of Germany provides a unique lesson in the tenacity of the malignant ideology. This is amazing, folks. This is unbelievable that this organization is doing what they are doing. In mid-November, Germany's Euthanasia Society, their Euthanasia Society, declared COVID vaccination a requirement for physician-assisted suicide. In Germany, in order to participate in physician-assisted suicide, you need to be vaccinated. And if you're not, you are shunned. You are not allowed to die. You are not allowed to die unless you're vaccinated. Okay, we have crossed over into we are in a different plane of insanity now. This is a different level of nuts. Let's see. Citing public health concerns, the nation identified that life unworthy of life redesigned the concept to include a newly despised caste. Unvaccinated sufferers wanting to die are no longer eligible for assisted suicide. They can be left to their own torments, condemned to the anguish of living as a lesson to everyone else. In effect, they have been deemed life unworthy of death. Folks, this is deep, dark, twisted. It is twisted, the fact that they are just going to let these people who are essentially in hospice care, right? They're too sick. They're just waiting to die. If they just chose to say, you know what, just put me out of my misery. I've decided it's time for me to go. If you're unvaccinated, you can no longer make that call. It's unbelievable. And how anybody can stand up and defend this. All I can say is you could say to these people, when the Nazis came around and things were happening in Germany in 1939, you know where you would have stood. You would have stood with the Nazis, the people that are doing this sort of thing. This is evil, just pure evil. But the pieces, like I said, the pieces are all over the media. They're all over the media where the unvaccinated are the ones to blame. Meanwhile, like I said, Omicron came here on planes in fully vaccinated people. Anybody want to discuss that? They have one quote here from this German Euthanasia Society. I mean, this is like twisted. Euthanasia and preparatory examination of the voluntary responsibility of our members willing to die requires human closeness. Human closeness, however, is a prerequisite and a breeding ground for coronavirus transmission. So what they're saying is, because in some way I need to get close to you to do this assisted suicide, I can't do that because you are unvaccinated. To which the author says, well, in order to give someone a COVID shot, you need to come close to them, correct? In order to give them that shot. And how this is just lunacy. Just lunacy. It's just evil. Further down in the piece, the author writes, in 1939, Adolf Hitler ordered the mercy death of mentally ill and handicapped patients. He authorized certain physicians appointed by name to assess incurables to be granted the kindness of death. By 1945, after some 70,000 compassionate killings, it was public knowledge that psychiatrists had renounced the care of the individual in favor of the nation as a whole. That was the stated goal of the Third Reich. Canada, now New Brunswick province, has given food stores the right to ban the unvaccinated. So you can no longer go buy food in New Brunswick in Canada if you're unvaccinated. Austria is proposing fines and imprisonment. True Western democracies are not killing vaccine refuseniks, although so far they are tightening the screws gradually, but there is a stench in the air that harkens back to 1939 and harkens back to the Nazi regime and what they did to people who they believed were unfit, that who didn't take the matter of the health of society seriously enough. And if it's not bad enough that we have leaders doing that, you have just members of society, right? Here you go. Teachers union official posts that people with religious vax exemptions deserve to die, and the GOP should shoot them. Right? You don't see this on ABC, CBS, NBC, right? CNN. A National Education Association Board of Directors member and English teacher at a Pennsylvania high school posted to Facebook that she thought that the unvaccinated individuals with religious exemptions deserved to die. Molly Mamou took to Facebook to condemn all individuals who have not been vaccinated due to religious exemptions, accusing this group of hiding behind religious exemptions because they don't want anybody to tell them what to do. How about they just have a real issue with it, right? That they know that these vaccines are made with fetal tissue and they are pro-life and they don't want to take the vaccine. Why is that so insane? Right? Just because you don't believe it? Somebody took a screenshot of Mrs. Mamou where she said the religious exemptions to COVID vaccines are such BS because people tell you all the time what to do. Mamou appeared to refer to a specific person in her comment, writing that he and his ilk deserve whatever comes their way, including losing their jobs, getting sick, and perhaps dying from this virus. But in the meantime, he's putting everybody around him in danger. Again, Miss Mamou, just like Charles Blow, if you believe in these vaccines, if you believe that they're effective, what is the problem? What is the problem? You've got your shots. You've got your booster. You've got your masks. You're good. She says, I don't know why the GOP doesn't take those guns that they profess to love so much and just start shooting all of their constituents who think this way. It would be quicker and ultimately safer than putting me and my friends and family at risk. This is a woman who's teaching our kids in high school. This is another person like Charles Blow who has lost the ability to think critically, go out, find information, assess it for what it is, and make a rational decision. Right? There are no discussions. Let's talk to Charles Blow about, you know, what are the prophylaxis protocols that people could be following if they have an issue with getting a vaccine because of a religious exemption? What about those prophylaxis protocols? What about early treatment? What about the fact that people have to go to court to get ivermectin for their people, for their family members in hospitals who are dying? They just want to say, okay, the person's dying. I'd like to try ivermectin. I've heard potentially maybe it could save their lives. And doctors are saying no. Because the NIH and the WHO have decided that they don't want anybody receiving those medicines, even though you look around the world. Again, I know Mr. Blow doesn't like to do any research and he just wants to listen to the talking heads on CNN. But if you look around the world at places where ivermectin has been used early on as an early treatment, it appears to have helped. India, perfect example. Folks, this is going to be an interesting winter. It's going to be an interesting winter indeed because the panic is being turned up. We're not even to the middle of December yet, and the panic is being turned up off the charts. Last piece for today. FDA says it now needs 75 years. And people say, why? How come people are so questioning about this vaccine? Case in point, FDA says it needs 75 years to fully release the Pfizer COVID vaccine data. 75 years. What could possibly be in this data where they don't want anybody to see it for 75 years? And then they ask, How come people are hesitant? I can't imagine. Anyway, before we get out of here today, let's talk about the woke word of the day. Oh, hi, resident beta male here again. Just here to say hi. Oh, I really like that sound. Ooh, ah, the woke word of the day today is racism. Ah, racism. And the definition is a system of racism established by racists to protect racism, which means racism can mean whatever we want it to mean. And if you disagree, you're a racist. Ah, the woke word of the day. And last but not least, I know this is a favorite part of the show for everybody who likes to listen in. It is time for quotes from the fearless leader.
Hero of the stupid.
Here we go. Everybody ready? And
you're trying your best, but it never feels like enough.
You like apples?
How about them apples, boy?
Well, not that one.
Come on, man.
We have to take care of the cure. That will make the problem worse no matter what.
And by the way, it costs a lot of money. It costs about $740 billion over 10 years.
We cannot let this... We've never allowed any crisis from the Civil War straight through to the pandemic of 17, all the way around 16. We have never let our democracy take second fiddle. We can both have a democracy and elections and at the same time correct the public health.
President of the United States, everybody. President of the United States. Don't worry. Joe Biden's in charge. We're all safe. Everything's going to be good. Yeah, I know. Anyway, thanks for joining me today, December 9th, 2021, this fine Thursday. I hope you enjoy your weekend. Don't forget, I am here every Tuesday and Thursday, spreading truth, justice, and the American way, because the dude, Superman, in his blue tights, decided he was going to bail. He wanted to be more woke. So please share this podcast with your friends, the informed, the uninformed, those who walk around staring at the carpet. And if you like what you hear, please, wherever you download this podcast, please go ahead and give it a rating in the store. 5 stars would be great, but whatever you think, I will take it. Again, thanks for joining me, and until next time, let's go, Brandon.